Man. Christmas was tough. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated. Educators talking, education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, hey. chairman of the board. And I cannot believe that one whole year has almost gone into the, yeah, see you later, 2025. It is December 29th, homeroom, and Jacob reminded us that this will be the last homeroom of 2025. And Johnny, I was thinking, as you know, we're coming in and remembering back in those days, you know, I don't know that homeroom was ever that time where I ever, you know, had any reflections of the past or any thoughts of the future. I was always more just lamenting the first period that was coming after homeroom. But thinking about it as we're going forward now, though, man, it's been a whole year. And I was thinking, Johnny, I mean, do you have like favorite times in Busted Pencils over the last year, memorable things that, you know, maybe we can try something new here, a little reflection on the times that, you know, yeah, interviewing unique people like the person in the background talking about.
Yeah, I heard. That's actually
the Nerdy Bird interview.
Big time. Well, Tim, what a great homeroom. What a great way to end the year. You know, thinking back about big moments for Busted Pencils this past year. I'm going to go with my top. I have a few big standout moments, but I'm going to go with my top. And this isn't just flattery for the man on the boards. But my favorite moment was our first producer's choice.
Okay.
You know, love adding Jacob to the lineup with us. Miss Jess, phenomenal producer, started us off in 2025 strong. Loved everything we did with Jess. Big shout out to her. But adding Jacob to the lineup, wow, what a mix. Pun fully intended, as he is Mix Master Jacob. Ooh. On the boards. But he wowed me many a times over 2025, but especially when we did our first producer's choice and right out of the gate, a highly produced, polished intro, you know, that had a funky beat to it and everything. And boy, I knew this was going to be something special, and it stuck, right? Producer's choice now is one of my weekly favorites, enjoyable to do, but yeah, that's my highlight. Big top moment of 2025 was bringing Jacob on board. The wise decision from the execs over at Civic Media to assign him to Busted Pencils. Boy, and that's where the magic just started happening. And it's been, you know, pretty amazing since. So excited to carry that into 2026.
Yeah. Chairman of the board, Jacob.
There he is.
Yeah, man. And well, that's one of his like perfect timed drops.
Love it. Love it. So Jacob, thinking about, you know, hearing Dr. Johnny Lupinacci saying highlight of this past year is, well, it's not just the producer's choice, but I would say the addition of Jacob to the Busted Pencils team. And, Jacob, I'm wondering, though, too, you know, it's like, you know, the wise decision to get, have you put on the Busted Pencils team. What were your thoughts in 2025 when, they're giving me the job and I got to work with who? You know, I mean, what were you like? I guess I'll do it. I don't know. I mean, these guys... Yeah, you know, I just want to hear what you were thinking coming into this position as producer of Busted Pencils.
Tim, coming into this and being assigned to Busted Pencils against my will, I was initially a little bit hesitant because I didn't know that much about education specifically. And I guess as an outsider and someone who hadn't heard of the program before, I think I had that thought that a lot of people have before they actually start listening to the show, where you think, oh, education is it's a boring thing. It's all very technical. This will be kind of a boring show, but it turned out to be anything but. You guys have been a lot of fun to talk to. I've actually learned a lot of things about education. I think I've been actually able to contribute because I didn't know that much about education, being able to ask some of those questions that, you know, bring you back to basics, get you talking about some of these concepts that some people might have go over their heads. I like to think of myself as the Joe Rogan of this show, where I don't know anything at all, and therefore my questions are sometimes helpful. I've had a great time, and my favorite memory from 2025 is actually one that you were not here for, Tim. It was and I interviewing that cool dude who started the gaming club at his high school. Johnny, tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. We had on a colleague of mine who also happens to be my brother-in-law, but we were co-teaching together beforehand. But Matthew Mooney, who started an esports program from a video game club. And, you know, we were talking about extracurriculars being essentials. And listeners, you know, I lean heavily towards the sports aspect of things. And we talk a lot about sports as those essential curriculars. But Jacob and I got to interview Matthew Mooney, who is, you know, a state champ. And then I think a national champ. I can't remember the actual details of it, of his accomplishments with his esports team. But he helped Jacob and I understand, and listeners, the difference between video game club and esports, and then dispelled some myths about what esports is, folks. And it was pretty big for me, who was a guy who's like, yeah, those are the kids that play video games. But he helped us realize they had like training programs, the full, you know, kind of commitment similar to athlete students have. And we loved that episode. It was really great. We learned a lot about esports from him. But yeah, that was a fun guest, Jacob. We had fun because I learned a lot. And then, you know, he was a great guest to kind of represent that world of essential curriculars here at Busted Pencils.
And whether it's Matthew Mooney with esports or Mike Bigley with all the innovation going on with our rural school districts, that's kind of the stuff I have the most fun doing here on Busted Pencils, is talking to people in education about all the interesting things that are happening, all the changes that are happening. I think we get a lot of really good information out to people. And when we have a chance to find those stories that aren't being told as often, I think that's a lot of fun. That's really where I think we thrive. Tim, do you have any highlight memories from 2025 here on Busted Pencils?
Well, Jacob, you know, I mean, it was the best of times and the worst of time. you know what? There's so much that happened in 2025. And actually, I mean, it was a hell of a year for me personally. Just thinking about 2025, you know, started off a brand new year kind of in this space of Dr. Tim Slecker. What do you do, Dr. Tim Slecker? And it was like, well, I do Busted Pencils. You know, because I was looking, you know, for my next career opportunity. And it was that, you know, that January, I got an interview finally, and I had lots of opportunities different ways. And, you know, getting a new position and being able to come on to Busted Pencils and do a little bit of like, holy crap, I'm finally made, you know, or made it, or holy crap, someone figured out a reason to, you know, not say no. But I think when, you know, you get to talk about those things, you know, I just kind of remember that there, I don't really remember the episode as much as I think back to just having that sense of having a, like a new sense of going like, man, you know, I am an educated educator who can talk education. And so there was that lift to kind of come back and try to figure this out. But I got to say, though, too, going with Johnny, it's, to me, it's not just producer's choice. It's actually the addition of you that has been a huge sense of going, yeah, this is a new direction that makes sense. It's the way you're going, and all that. Jess, phenomenal, organized, you know, really kept Johnny and I on the ball. But you know, you in with that sense of, like you said, you were new to education, but you had a sense of understanding the show and a contour after listening to it and being a producer with us, being thrown into it. You coming in then with feedback for sense of how it could go and your addition to commentary. That's my biggest thing of 2025 is the addition and of Jacob, producer, chairman of the board. And I'm really excited about 2026 because, you know, hopefully you're going to be able to like really do some cool stuff with us. And I'm just kind of like, man, if Jacob's actually given a little bit of extra sense of like, man, he could take this show on. It's like, man, we are going to be going places. Johnny and I just always sit around and think we should be going. So it's the addition of you that I think is going to take us to the next level.
All right. Well, I didn't want to say it, but you both are absolutely right. That was the best part of 2025. I'm not going to be too modest about it. Tim, I want to ask you this, and I'll ask you too, Johnny. Do you remember, since we're doing a Jacob retrospective for Busted Pencils, do you remember the first thing that you said to me and then I said to you when we first started working together?
No.
I do remember. Tim, you said, Jacob, you know, you seem like a really smart, handsome guy. So thanks, Tim. What do you think about education? What's your stance? And I said, it's good.
It's a good one.
Look how much I've learned about it since then. Now I know it's actually a mixed bag.
Now I thought you were going to say, now I know it's gooder.
It's even gooderer, Tim.
I don't remember that, but I do. Again, just kind of looking back, it was like, okay, like what? Wait, why? You're in your 20s? No way.
And you're bald? What's that about, dude? And I said, yep, you're right, Tim. I don't know. I should have more hair.
I thought that was something that the civic media put you up to hope, you know, to be producing for us. It was a requirement. Like, look, Tim and Johnny are bald. They're going to need a bald producer.
I've just been trying to fit in. They didn't pressure me. I did it on my own.
No, it's just that, but you know what though, Jacob, you did remind me though, too. I think, it's so many different things. I mean, you know, the conversations we really started to have with the AFT and Randy Weingarten were just, you know, over the top and just really kind of pushed in a different direction. But I really do want to say that I think, you know, with Mike Bigley, CISA 4, rural Wisconsin, and the stuff that we found out about them, you know, that is going on up there, it's just like that to me is the sense of what Busted Pencils we really want to do here, which is talk about those places and times and people who are doing education in a way that is almost to the point of going like, what? They're doing that where? I thought that was supposed to be like for other people, special people. And you're going, no, you know what? In rural Wisconsin, here they are. They're cutting edge. And what is it? You've got CISA leaders like Brittany Waltz, superintendents like Mike Bigley, coming together with, you know, local partners, Ashley Furniture up there. Holy crap. Amazing. So I know, Jacob, that I look forward to that in 2026. So, you know, other than that, though, you know, I'd say with this homeroom, now it's time for your moment of zen. Protest beyond the law is not a departure from democracy. It is absolutely essential to it.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in and grabbing this episode of Busted Pencils Homeroom Podcast today. You can grab great other podcasts filled with more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website or at bustedpencils.com. Hey, and don't you miss this week's class in session on Wednesday, and find our special drop of Producer's Choice on Friday. And of course, catch Busted Pencils on Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.